Hi, I'm Al Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Off the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and it's just scored!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake County, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, and it is the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach is working from working remotely today, as he is still with the team. The team on a long trip, a 10 or 11 day excursion into Division I hockey, and just getting done down in East Lansing against Michigan State, where the Huskies won in overtime and tied in overtime on a Saturday and Sunday series, and get set now to head to Fairbanks, Alaska, where the temperature right now, Coach, is a balmy 7 degrees above zero, which is actually warmer than it usually is when we're up there. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We'll take that, Dirk. Yeah, we've been up there in the past where it's been 20, 25 below. So, it's supposed to be looks like a good week, a mild week up in Fairbanks. So we're looking forward to getting up there and, get ready to get back into conference play and win a couple hockey games.
Well, Coach, you had the Saturday-Sunday game, a series against State, and usually that can throw things off a little bit, but in the long run, could that help out that these are a little closer together, these games, because of that one day moved into the weekend?
Well, I think it makes our travel and our time away from home less, which is never a bad thing. So because we're not in school this week, we won't miss any class, and that's why we decided just to stay down in the Chicago area after last night's game, and then we'll head out today instead of come all the way home and then all the way back out. But it should be a good trip. We're going to get out there early, get adjusted to the time difference, which, as you know, is 4 hours. So I think it's important that we do whatever we can for our bodies to get ready to play that game. And part of that is your sleep pattern, your rest pattern, and like I said, getting acclimated to the time zone out there. So it shouldn't be too bad. And like I said, hopefully we'll have a smooth day of travel and no delays, and get there at a decent time and be ready to go on Friday.
Coach, what is it? Does Brew come up with ideas as far as what is the scientific research? How many days does it take to get acclimated to a 4-hour change? Do you know?
Well, that's a good question, Dirk, and I'm not sure anyone has the answer to that. But obviously, when you're traveling like we are today, it'll be a long day by the time we. We're going through Seattle, so Chicago, Seattle up to Fairbanks. So those are, it's about a 4-hour flight to Seattle, another 3.5 up. So with a couple hour layover in Seattle. So it's a long day, but I think you don't want to be there too long. And at the same time, you just don't want to get up there and play because of the, all that travel and the jet lag and whatnot. So I think we're doing it right about right. And, if you win, it's right. And if you don't have success, then you always question what you're doing. But we do talk about that. We do talk about, what time we're going to bed, what time we're getting up. You're just trying to stay on somewhat a normal, work or play and rest ratio. And that's important to get your sleep when you can, get your rest so you have the energy to come game day on Friday.
So, Coach, talk a little bit about this week and what were your overall thoughts on the two games down at Munn Ice Arena?
Well, some really happy with a lot of things that we did down there, and then obviously disappointed in some areas of our game. You're never going to be perfect. I think that's the key to it. You're going to make mistakes. Hockey's a game of mistakes. You can turn on the television and watch the greatest players in the league, and there's a lot of mistakes going on in those games too. So, what you're trying to do is limit your mistakes. And you're trying to get to that perfect game. I know I've talked about this before. Each and every night you're hoping to have the perfect game where your mistakes are very limited and you take advantage of your scoring opportunities. You stay disciplined. You get great goaltending. All those things. And, I thought overall on the weekend we did a lot of really good things. And obviously, first and foremost comes to mind is battling back. We dug ourselves a hole in both games, both nights, and we found a way to stay with it and get back in the game, which I think is a real good character builder and a real good attribute to have as a team that, you know, you just keep on playing regardless of what the score and how much time is left on the clock. But, you know, overall, we found some things, some areas, you know, we got to get better. And we need every player to have a good game. And I think on the weekend, I couldn't say I could go through the locker room and point to every player each night and say, you know, they had a real solid game. So we're still finding our way. We're not too far off our record from where we were last year, as some people had pointed out. So there's a lot of good things going on the team. And overall on the weekend, anytime you can get 3 out of 4 points on the road, you know, you're playing a Big Ten team, and I think it's fabulous that, you know, with the results. I'm happy with the results, not necessarily totally happy with how we got them.
Well, what can you say about Tyler Hanenden, one of the many bright spots on the weekend, but he really had a showcase weekend.
He did, and, you know, and Tyler's he's a proven commodity. You know, he had 14 goals last year, and, you know, he's one of those guys that we thought could maybe score 20 this year, and, you know, he's off to a good start. He's playing hard, and that's what I like about him. He's trying to play a solid, honest game and play. He's working on his defensive game, which I think has come a long way. And, you know, he shoots to score. He's one of those guys that likes to be around the net. He's a good finisher, and he had a terrific week. And, you know, we tweaked that line a little bit and put Tyler with C.J. Eich and Joel Esperance, and they had a huge weekend for us.
They most certainly did. Were you at all surprised? Any surprises with Michigan State? Because when we were up in the press box after that first game on Saturday, most of the state people were saying, you know, this is some of the best hockey they have played all year long.
Well, they've come off a pretty good streak here where they hammered New Hampshire. I think they beat them 7-3, 7-4, and then 5-0 at home. And New Hampshire's, you know, traditionally a pretty good team. Then they went out and played Boston College, and Boston College hadn't given up many goals, and State, you know, it was a 5-4 game late in the game, and Boston College, one of the top two or three teams in the nation, scored an empty net goal. So watching those tapes and watching Michigan State, you know, we were impressed with their team. You know, it the only thing they probably, you know, aren't sure of and a little bit surprising is the number of goals that Hildebrand's given up, because he's an all-league goaltender, and you know, we found a way to get some goals on him. And but, yeah, they played well. But I thought they were good games. I thought, you know, there wasn't a lot of, you know, chippiness or, you know, things going on. It was just a good, hard-fought game. And the referees did an outstanding job of letting the players play, and which adds to the overall pace of the game. And I thought they were two hard-fought, good hockey games.
Yeah, like 8 penalties, I think, the whole series. Which
is great. And, yeah. You know, obviously we took 2 back-to-back there last night. But, you know, it's changed the game, changed the flow of the game quite a bit. But other than that, I thought we played hard. We played clean. But you could tell, you know, I like the games. And that's why I like playing these non-conference games. There's not a lot of, you know, animosity between the two teams. And, you know, we just play. And I think it was good.
Well, the Huskies scored first on Saturday night, the first game of the series, and it was a great start for Michigan Tech. Alex Batan gets his 4th of the season.
You can see it's absolutely clear right now, Dirk, that Michigan Tech has a great amount of speed, more than Michigan State, and they're using it.
Here's a shot. Hildebrand St. scores! Batan with the goal on the rebound! And the Huskies strike first here at Mount Ice Arena, 1-0 with 11:34 remaining.
Coach, you said that our start on Saturday night was even better than our start Friday night against Bowling Green back at home.
I think it was, Dirk, and that's a real key, is getting off to those good starts, especially on the road. You want to get off to a good start, and you know, in both games we found a way to get the lead, but particularly Saturday night, I thought we had a really good start. We were skating, using our speed, keeping things fairly simple, just getting the puck deep and working their defensemen, and that's one of the things we talked about. We thought that was an area that we could exploit on their team as their defensemen and to go after them, and we did an excellent job. I thought our guys did a fantastic job of getting themselves ready to play, and that's the key. Each player, it's up to him personally to find whatever he needs to do to get in the zone and be ready to play that night, and coaches, you can only do so much to get your team ready. But I thought our guys did an excellent job being prepared to start that game on Saturday night.
Huskies have a 1-0 lead and playing great, even though they outshoot MSU 14-7 in that first period. They trailed.